songs about Southern Lady, Queen Elizabeth II, who would reign as our Queen for most, if not all, of our lives. A number of us may wish to share our thoughts this evening. I would ask that the members who wish to speak be brief to allow others time to speak. So I'd invite first the Leader of the Council, Patrick Lang.
Good evening, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Good evening, everybody. On this sad occasion, we share in the grief of the nation at the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. On behalf of Stafford Borough, I have offered our condolences in writing to the royal family. As you will know, a short service was held in St Mary's on Saturday last, and books of condolence have been opened in St Mary's in Stafford and St Michael and St Wolford in Stone. I am sure there will be thousands in our communities who will wish to pay their respects in that way, and of course our flags at the Civic Centre, Victoria Park and Stonefield Park currently fly at half mast. As a solicitor, and as just one of many examples of the holder of a royal charter, the Law Society is both honoured and very grateful to the Queen for her role in public life. As a defender of the Constitution and source of stability in an era of great change, as our longest serving monarch, I am personally thankful for the way she dedicated her life to the service of this country. Indeed, I have never known anything else. To me, it does not feel like hyperbole to state that the last few days have seemed eerily strange, empty somehow. When I look back on world events that have happened during my lifetime, there are very few indeed where I can recall exactly where I was and what I was doing at the time. The public announcement of Her Majesty's passing was one of those rare moments which will remain with me forever, as no doubt it will also resonate with many of you. I feel proud and honoured to have seen Her Majesty on three occasions. As a young schoolboy lining the street as her limousine drove slowly past, during her Silver Jubilee in 1977 with the Duke of Edinburgh. Later, in the splendour of Buckingham Palace. And of course, latterly, during her visit to Stafford, marking the 800th anniversary of the granting of the Royal Charter. I never spoke to her, nor she to me, but to be within touching distance on these occasions fills me with a sense of great pride and honour at having shared a millisecond with someone of greatness. It was a visit to our borough where only fate herself could have intervened to bestow the honour of the mayoralty at that time on former councillor Joyce Farmer. Her Majesty had a twinkle in her eyes, matched only by that of Joyce Farmer. You could almost imagine them like sisters, laughing and sharing the private joke during their time together. Of course, there will be great change. New banknotes, currency and stamps with the King's head. Changes of many references in our everyday lives to the King. The expiry and new grants of royal charters. Nominations of Queen's Council, QCs, will become King's Council, KCs, and of course our national anthem, to name but a few. This all brings me to close with a few further thoughts. An extraordinary human being who brought great warmth to millions, commanded respect and affection from all. An ambassador like no other, and clearly a sense of public service carried out with humour and dignity. We all witness a moment in history which will fill the study books of our own families for generations to come. I am a royalist, supporter of the monarchy, and very proud to say so. And notwithstanding the great sadness, swear allegiance to our new king, who, let us not forget, is grieving for the loss of his mother. God save the king.
God save the king.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Can I ask Councillor Cook to be here?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Mr. Deputy Mayor, many here will probably be aware that I'm not a natural avowed royalist or monarchist. But, and Mr. Deputy Mayor, it's a very big but, I hold a very different view with regard to the person of the late Queen Elizabeth II. I admire the values that she held so dear. She personified the notion of service, duty, integrity, perseverance, discretion, endurance, and stoicism. These, together with her diplomatic skills, which projected soft power in a very convincing way, and together with her calmness and warmth. Some people said she was able to spin a golden thread through these islands to bring us together. These fractured islands were brought together by that golden thread, which she also wove to bring the Commonwealth together so that we could be on friendly terms with each other. Very important achievement on her part was the Commonwealth. Mr. Deputy Mayor, the Queen's contribution to the thawing of relationships between Great Britain and the island of Ireland paved the way towards and then nurtured the Good Friday Agreement, the Anglo-Irish Agreement. And I'm sure we would all hope that that will be another lasting legacy. It was her diplomacy. She was integral to the goodness of the relations between these countries. And again, she used soft power to do that. Mr. Deputy Mayor, the Queen was devoted to her family, but she was also devoted, palpably so, to this country and to our best interests. And therefore, I'm sure it would be fitting for us that we should say now, rest in eternal peace, Your Majesty. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Very good.
Thank you, Councillor. You just learned that it is not. Councillor Sutherland, please.
Thank you, Mr.
Deputy
Mayor. I'd like to pay tribute to our dear departed wife, Queen Elizabeth II, or Queen Elizabeth the Great, as I'm sure she will become known. Whilst Elizabeth became Queen Elizabeth II on the death of her father, George VI, on the 6th of February 1952, my first memory of her was 16 months later, on the 2nd of June 1953, whilst watching the coronation on what must have been the smallest of TV screens. The world changed so much during her 70-year reign, with the Queen managing to embrace so many changes, not only in technology, but also in attitudes to faith, service, and community. She has not only been a shining light in our lives, but also to the people of the Commonwealth and around the world. Queen Elizabeth II has been a role model for service devotion for which I am. We all know her faith was important to her, and this has supported her through good and bad times, which for me has highlighted the importance of faith in our modern age. So I would like to say thank you, Matt, for the amazing service you have given, and may you rest in peace after this lifetime of service and dedication as well. God save you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. 62 years ago to this day, the 30th of September 1960, I joined the Royal Air Force and swore and signed an oath of allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. It's an oath and a promise that I made then and I maintain to this day. I served in the Royal Air Force for 38 years and treasured every moment. And whenever she visited the Royal Air Force camp that was on, the spirits of everyone was lifted so much. I had the honour of her actually speaking to me and shaking my hand in 1996 when she awarded me the MBE. And it was surely the most proudest moment in my family's life. She has served us well, and she is now joining her beloved family, and for that, we thank her, and we thank her for her service. God save the King.
God save the King. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Joyce Vaughan was Mayor when the Queen came to Stafford to celebrate the granting of our 800th Royal Charter by King John, enabling the Stafford Borough to remain free. In Joyce's words, I spoke to her today and she wanted me to read this out, so with your permission I will. It was the most memorable day of my life, except for my wedding day. It passed so quickly, the Queen was so natural and happy. Her secretary said to me, "She is in a very good mood today." The sun shone on the whole event, it was quite wonderful, and Stafford put on a marvellous show. Altogether, the most memorable day in Stafford history, and I was so proud and fortunate to be mayor on that occasion. And from me, thank you, Mum, thank you, Your Majesty, for everything you've done, for being our bricks and mortar and holding this country together. May you rest in peace. God save the King.
God save the King. Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kennedy.
Yes, I'll finish for you. Queen Elizabeth, regal, dedicated, loyal, constant throughout her reign, shining example to us all. Queen Elizabeth, always to you remember.
Anywhere else to speak? That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. A very sad occasion indeed. I came into Stafford today and I sat on one of the benches by Martin Spencer's. A gentleman started talking to me and he said that he'd come out of the house because his wife had got the coverage of the events that had taken place and he felt that it was overkill. And I said to him, "It may be overkill for you, but I see lots of elderly people who are confined to their homes. And the comfort that they get from watching the coverage and reading what's in the media gives them great pleasure and they feel a connection to the Queen and everything that's going on. I think about the children who in the future will have no connection with the Queen. And it's up to us to take responsibility to give them our memories, to make sure that schools teach all about Queen Elizabeth and the great monarch that she was. But I also thank the Queen from the bottom of my heart for giving the inspiration to many, many women from the days that she drove the tanks and did all sorts of things which lots of ordinary women aspire to be. And I think about her relationship with the Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, with Theresa May, and now Liz Truss. Three great, strong women. And I thank her from the bottom of my heart. God save her.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Last Thursday, we lost a family member. I feel as if I've lost my grandmother. Such was her personal touch. But she was part of, we were part of her family, and she was part of our families. But her reach goes so much further. Her reach went internationally. She was probably the greatest woman in the world, and she will be long remembered for that. She had an amazing sense of humour, whether that was with Bond at the Olympics, which I'm sure we can all remember, or more recently with Paddington Bear. And I think it's clear that her touch went to everyone in the country, such as the number of Paddington Bears in Green Park. She was a rock. She was so adaptable and changed and morphed with so many things that went on within her lifetime. And I just wanted to say thank you, Your Majesty, for your service, your leadership and your love from one of your thankful and grateful citizens.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor, can you want to say anything? Yes, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Looking around, I know I've got one or two friends sitting on that side who may be older than me, but I don't think so. I'm possibly the one person in the room who actually met her mother and father, not the same as the Leader Council said, when the King and Queen came to Nuneaton, where I lived, to see the bomb damage, and of course it was during the Second World War. They closed the schools and lined the roads with young children. I was one of them. So I was one of those people that saw the Queen in there. And like Brian Cross, I swore allegiance to the Queen in 1955. But I'll talk more about when I was the mayor, because my first or close encounter with the Queen was at the garden party. I had a friend who was a yeoman of the guard, and his friend, who I spoke to, was one of the people who lined us up to let the Queen pass through. And he said, "You stand here next to me." And so my daughter and I stood on either side of him, and the Queen passed us about where the table is now. But the one memory I have was going down to Worcester. And you ask, why go down to Worcester to meet the Queen? Well, the Queen was presenting one of these standards to the yeoman, and it involved the city of Worcester, city of Salisbury and Stafford. And on that particular day, I took down with me, because he had a similar invitation to just for himself, but not for his wife, as I had for myself and not my daughter, and that was to go and see the Queen. So I took Matt Gymer down with me. And you'll remember the day, because the day the Berlin Wall came down. We were on our way down when we heard the news. But the strange thing about it was, you meet the Queen, she shakes hands with you and she moves on. But the gentleman following us suddenly got interest in the fact that all the men were wearing a similar chain. And he stayed and spoke to us, all three of us, and asked the questions. So it was a memory of Prince Philip. And of course, like one or two others, I was here for the 80th year celebration. I know where Ray Sullivan was, up at the county showground. But we were my wife and I, who happened to be the deputy mayor that year, we were in the Kitman's building here. And we had lunch with the Queen. Oh, she sat on one table and we sat on another. But I also sat, I always remember this, with the Chief Constable. And John and I had a long chat about various things. But it was one of those days. And some of you may know that we had this friendship with the American. And my friend Bob Gibbons, who happened to be the one of the councillors over there, was talking to me on Sunday. And he remembers with affection meeting her at the council children. And of course, the Americans, there were only two of them, they did not stand on ceremony when the king, when the Queen and Prince Philip arrived. And her Bob said one or two things to her that he shouldn't have told the family that they were going for a visit to America. But he was really sad. He said to me how sorry he was that she passed away. And so we now have Charles III. And as an historian, I know the story of Charles I, also know about Charles II. So we now wait to see how Charles III turns out. God save the King.
God save the King.
Thank you, Councillor. I'd like to move on to the main agenda of the council meeting.
Item 2 is the approval of the minutes of the council meeting of the council held on the 19th of July 2022. Got some proposals to accept them as a true record?
Yep.
Aye. Second then?
Yep.
In favour?
Aye.
Councillor L. Nixon, Mr. President.
And
Councillor Godfrey as well.
Yes. And I also have apologies from Councillors Leeson, Councillor Beattie, and Councillor Smith.
Any other apologies? Okay. Item 3, the immigration business.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, yes, clearly in the absence of Councillor Smith, I will be presenting this report. The report is a short one and is really just to update members on Treasury management activity, but also to request change and increase in the current monetary limits from £6 million to £9 million. The primary reason for this is, as is set out in paragraph 3.1, due to an increase in cash balances, and obviously as a result of that, and as a result of advice, the alteration in the limit would allow greater cash flow management. You will ask, do we require this change? As I said, it comes really as a consequence of advice from the external Treasury advisor, but primarily because of increased cash balances that the authority has built up over the last few years. And the reasons for that are in the main set out at paragraph 5.3. And so, having gone through the report and just drawing your attention to the investment list shown on page 5, and I would ask you to note and approve the purpose and content of the report. Mr Deputy Mayor, thank you.
Can I second the motion?
Yes, ma'am.
I second that and reserve the last speech.
Thank you. Any comments from anyone? All those in favour of the second report? Then on to item 9, interim review of solar districts on the basis of 2022. Again, Councillor Patterson, will you speak on this?
Thank you, Mr Mayor. As we will all know, from time to time, the authority is tasked with reviewing the nature and geography of polling district and places, and particularly as the report sets out, in this case there is a desire to try and avoid the use of school premises in relation to local elections and others. There are a number of wards that are affected by the proposals, and it's my understanding that all of the members in those wards have been consulted and contacted about their views and so on. As I've said, the primary reason is to ensure that the polling places are accessible to those who wish to attend and vote, to make sure that primarily the premises are suitable, and as I said, for one or two other reasons, particularly to try and avoid use of school premises. And so the review has come out with the recommendations that are in the attached appendix. Each polling station is set out with each polling district and the reason in brief set out for moving the polling station. And so, as I understand it, as I said, as ward members have had the opportunity to comment, and as I understand it, broadly speaking, there is consensus, I would like to move this report and propose the recommendation set out.
Thank you, Dan. Do we have a second?
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Or any comments? All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. We've got to item 10, which is the Committee of Business Planning Report. First, John Lindgren is the Social Exclusion Committee. That's Will Cook, that's Will Bailey.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Mr. Deputy Mayor, it's with pleasure that I present the annual report of the Resources Scrutiny Committee for the approval of the Council, and in doing so, Mr. Deputy Mayor, I would like to thank various people, because all these things are teams, they operate as teams, whichever scrutiny committee is involved. You've got the officers, you've got the members, you've got members of the Cabinet, all working, hopefully, together, and working for an end, to actually have an efficient running of the committee system and actually make decisions. And first of all, then I would like to thank the officers for all their work in terms of preparation and presentation of papers and responding to questions and comments over the year. So thank you very much to all those officers. Cabinet members for actually coming along and answering questions and fielding comments. And actually, Resources, I think, seems to have more Cabinet members than most. The sort of topics we discuss, I suppose. Then, of course, to members of the committee, particularly to members of the committee, for the time and effort that they put into all that work over the year. They really do take care, take time, take trouble to read things, and then consider them and then ask questions and make comments about them. And all to everybody, I'd like to say thank you for their great humour over the year as well. That's nice as well. It's much better to have a smile rather than just stick daggers into each other's back all the time. I'd also like to single out someone, I'm sorry about this, but I'd like to say a special mention to Andrew. To Andrew Bailey, I mean, when he's not being governor of the Bank of England, he's here. a special thanks to Andrew for his invariable patience, for his unflappability, for his conscientiousness, and for his wry humour, which has all been greatly appreciated over the years. So I beg to move that, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you,
Councillor.
Can I second it? Any comments? I think we should thank the chair of the committee as well. Oh, no, I don't think you're that. Although all that is through. Thank you. And then we move on to economic development and
scrutiny, Councillor. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I follow my friend in presenting the report of the Economic Development and Planning Scrutiny Committee, and I would also like to thank the members of the committee for their interest in what is going on in the town and in the area. And I have to say that it's been quite an eye-opener this year to listen to certain members of the committee when they're questioning officers, etc. They have certainly turned and we are scrutinising what is going on. If you look on the second part of the page, it talks about Stafford Transform. Well, that's to do really with the main street and the market square, and that keeps coming up. Development management update. Regrettably, one of the senior officers is ill, but we have a substitute officer whose name is Craig. Councillor Loughran insisted that we ask the people, these new officers, to identify themselves in the committee. And the next one down is the local plan, and the local plan will be discussed at a special meeting on the 4th of October, a special meeting of the committee, but all members of the council are invited to come along and listen to the officers present their view on the local plan. And of course the Section 1 agreement is there, and I'd like to thank two young councillors, one sitting over there, one sitting up that end, because their interest in that 106 money has raised a number of eyebrows. It even raised a situation where the Resources Committee wanted to take it over. Yes, you did. But we said we were all right to it. So, and I, like Council Cook, thank not only Andrew Bailey, but the person sitting here in the chair, James, because he steps in when Andrew's not available. He steps in, and if you phone the office, you often talk to James first, because Andrew's not there. But I have to thank all the officers that are involved, and regrettably, one of our officers that was involved with the market and other things, Robert Simpson, took ill, and of course we lost the service of a very good officer. And that's one of it's not the key business of this Economic Development Committee, but it was always one we kept an interest in. And I know that Councillor Barron, Chris Barron, was very interested because it was in her ward. And there are other people sitting behind me who have taken an interest in the market. So I thank the members of the committee, I thank James and Andrew, and I thank the younger members of the committee, who I'm pleased are going to continue to be scrutinised. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Preston, you said something there about the...
Yeah, I'll move it, of course.
No, you said the young members. Did you mean younger?
The younger.
Sorry,
can I say this, that I was amazed to be, for the benefit of those who don't attend my the committee. I was amazed at the quality of questions that were coming from certain gentlemen who were sitting to my right. And they were much older than young James. So thank you, and I move the report.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, I would also like to thank the chairman for his humour, because he's always very fair in committee, and his sense of humour comes across. So thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Councillor. We have a proposal and second. All those in favour of attempting to move
forward? Aye.
Thank you, Bruce. We'll move down to Community Wellbeing Screening Committee. Councillor Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. The Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee. First of all, I'd like to thank Angela Moffin for keeping me on my toes and asking questions of every committee, which is great to see her scrutinising. We've worked hard in 2021-22, obviously 22 isn't over yet. Some of the topics and projects that we've discussed have been a great pleasure, such as the successes of the Queen's Jubilee for Attenborough and Stafford in the World, to name but a few. Another agenda item, which was more serious, was the pandemic recovery and its long-term effects on our residents, both their businesses and what they were suffering personally. The hard work of Street Scene has often been brought to the committee, and praise is always given to them for working tirelessly throughout the pandemic. Three members of the County Council's Health and Scrutiny Committee often report on the safeguarding of looked after children, and on many occasions, mental health and its services, good or bad, are discussed, and thank you to Councillor Edwards. I give sincere thanks to Jeremy Kirk, Chair of the County Council Health and Scrutiny Committee, who is always keen to spring to the table when invited to give us his considered and well-informed opinion. We've even discussed the NHS approach to the Pact on NHS. Officers have brought their reports to the Committee on Antisocial Behaviour, and the Housing Options Team has reported and discussed the demand on housing, plus the prevention of the homeless in our borough. I'd like to take the opportunity to personally thank our officer, Andrew Bailey, for his patience and support to my role as chairman, but as also, I have to mention, James Dean, who answers the phone when Andrew's not there, and he is a long-suffering officer, and if he can't ask the question straight away, he'll come back because he knows a man who can. I'd also like to give thanks to every officer who's put such hard work into their reports for the committee. And thanks go to all the committee members and those who have substituted for others. But I hope you will also forgive me following Councillor Kemp, and I promise this, I'll be saying this for the last time, how much I miss Robert Simpson, and thank him for all of his input over the years. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Do we have a second of the motion?
I'll
thank you. Any comments on the
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Being on the receiving end of some of the questioning that your committee, Councillor Hood, delivered, I think it's been a very successful year. It's been a very difficult year with many things within community, and whether it's to do with the pandemic, whether it's to do with homelessness, many of the areas that you focus in on. I think you've given very careful guidance and persevered with certain lines of questioning, which has, I'm sure, tested even the will of a saint. So thank you for your chairmanship and the work that your committee has delivered over the last 12 months.
Thank you, Councillor. So we'll move on to item 11. Oh, should we have to have the vote? All those in fact group. Oh, thank you. I don't do this very often. I'll move on into item 11. Any other questions?
No,
allegiance, I knew I'd appointed Councillor Jeremy Pert as my deputy leader for at least one good reason. He has reminded me, and it was remiss of me not to say, that after a very long absence, I think that you should welcome Councillor Mark Green back into the Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Can we ask how Councillor Smith is doing?
Yes, thank you. I saw Mike on Bank Holiday Monday, I think it was, latterly. Given what he has been through, I was pleasantly surprised at what I found. Obviously, his tribulations have taken a lot out of him, and he will take time to recover. But I thank you for asking, and I will certainly mention that to him. He has not lost his wit, mental ability, and all the rest. But physically, obviously, he needs time to recover. But I thank you very much for asking the question.
Thank you.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, could I ask that when the leader of the council sees Councillor Smith again, could he give the best wishes of the whole council to Councillor Smith? We all wish him speedy recovery as possible.
Yes, thank you.
Just very quickly, an even more up-to-date report from Mike. He actually rang me tonight and complained bitterly about a local issue.
You're not that bad.
He is having tests tomorrow and it's ongoing, but as I say, we all wish him well. And just to reassure members of our group for starting, possibly the opposition as well, he is still crabbing.
Thank you for your attendance and for your understanding and support. I have a pleasant meeting with words I don't say.